Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
As we continue our journey through 2 Samuel, we arrive at chapter 17. Well, listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's rendering of all 29 verses of chapter 17.
2 Samuel 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom,
"Let me choose 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue David tonight. I will come upon him while he is weary and discouraged and throw him into a panic. And all the people who are with him will flee. I will strike down only the king, and I will bring all the people back to you as a bride comes home to her husband. You seek the life of only one man, and all the people will be at peace."
And the advice seemed right in the eyes of Absalom and all the elders of Israel. Then Absalom said,
"Call Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear what he has to say."
And when Hushai came to Absalom, Absalom said to him,
"Thus has Ahithophel spoken. Shall we do as he says? If not, you speak."
Then Hushai said to Absalom,
"This time the counsel that Ahithophel has given is not good."
Hushai said,
"You know that your father and his men are mighty men, and that they are enraged like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. Besides, your father is expert in war. He will not spend the night with the people. Behold, even now he has hidden himself in one of the pits or in some other place. And as soon as some of the people fall at the first attack, whoever hears it will say, 'There has been a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom.' Then even the valiant man whose heart is like the heart of a lion will utterly melt with fear, for all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and that those who are with him are valiant men. But my counsel is that all Israel be gathered to you, from Dan to Beersheba, as the sand by the sea for multitude, and that you go to battle in person. So we shall come upon him in some place where he is to be found, and we shall light upon him as the dew falls on the ground, and of him and all the men with him not one will be left. If he withdraws into a city, then all Israel will bring ropes to that city, and we shall drag it into the valley until not even a pebble is to be found there."
And Absalom and all the men of Israel said,
"The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel."
For the Lord had ordained to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, so that the Lord might bring harm upon Absalom. Then Hushai said to Zadok and Abiathar the priests,
"Thus and so did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus and so have I counseled. Now, therefore, send quickly and tell David, 'Do not stay tonight at the fords of the wilderness, but by all means pass over, lest the king and all the people who are with him be swallowed up.'"
Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz were waiting at Enrogel. A female servant was to go and tell them, and they were to go and tell King David, for they were not to be seen entering the city. But a young man saw them and told Absalom. So both of them went away quickly and came to the house of a man at Bahurim, who had a well in his courtyard, and they went down into it. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and scattered grain on it, and nothing was known of it. When Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house, they said,
"Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?"
And the woman said to them,
"They have gone over the brook of water."
And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. After they had gone, the men came up out of the well and went and told King David. They said to David,
"Arise and go quickly over the water, for thus and so has Ahithophel counseled against you."
Then David arose and all the people who were with him, and they crossed the Jordan. By daybreak, not one was left who had not crossed the Jordan. When Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and went off home to his own city. He set his house in order and hanged himself and he died and was buried in the tomb of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom crossed the Jordan with all the men of Israel. Now Absalom had set Amasa over the army instead of Joab. Amasa was the son of a man named Ithra the Ishmaelite, who had married Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister of Zeruiah, Joab's mother. And Israel and Absalom encamped in the land of Gilead. When David came to Mahanaim, Shobai, the son of Nahash from Rabbah of the Ammonites, and Machir, the son of Ammiel from Lo Debar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite from Rogalim, brought beds, basins, and earthen vessels, wheat, barley, flour, parched grain, beans, and lentils, honey and curds and sheep and cheese from the herd, for David and the people with him to eat. For they said,
"The people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness."
In 1983, as I read 2 Samuel 17, I wrote simply, "Absalom seeks to kill father. God prevents it by counseling Absalom through various advisors." And in 2007, I wrote this, "Absalom seeks to kill David, God's anointed. Not like David, who never sought to kill Saul, but God is still in control." And I quote verse 14, "For the Lord had ordained to thwart the good counsel of Ahithophel so that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom." So though David can't see it, God is still in control. God is orchestrating the things going on in this setup, this battle to come. Why? So that the Lord might bring harm upon Absalom. Think about it. David doesn't know this. David doesn't know what's going on. David has fled the kingdom. He's fled Jerusalem. He's out in the wilderness. He's trying to survive. He has no idea when he's going to be attacked. And yet God is still controlling the events around him. So maybe you're in a dark place. Maybe you're on the run. Maybe you don't understand what God is doing in your life right now. Maybe it even looks hopeless. Surely that's probably how David felt at this moment. But read the Word of God. See what God is doing around David. And very likely he's doing the same thing around you if you've put your trust in him, if you have faith in him, if you've given your heart over to him. He's still in control. Join us tomorrow for chapter 18 as we see the climax of this portion of the drama unfold before us. Father, there may be some, like David, who are in a dark place right now, maybe a place of confusion, a place of being on the run, a place of not knowing what you're doing in their lives. Lord, I pray, give them comfort. Though it may be very difficult, give them your peace, give them your comfort. Let them have the assurance that you know what's happening in their lives and that you can maintain, you can control the circumstances, even when they can't see it. Lord, build our faith through chapters like these in 2 Samuel. Thank you for the Word of God that can help us through the trials of our own lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.